Welcome to episode 451 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves." He adds in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, "And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected." There's an old story, perhaps we could call it a modern parable, of a cracked pot. Its author is unknown. An elderly Chinese woman had two large pots, each hung on the ends of a pole which she carried across her neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walks from the stream to the house, the cracked pot arrived only half full. For a full 2 years, this went on daily, with the woman bringing home only 1.5 pots of water. Of course, the perfect pot was proud of its accomplishments, but the poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection, and miserable that it could only do half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be bitter failure, it spoke to the woman one day by the stream. "I am ashamed of myself, because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your home." The old woman smiled. "Did you notice that there are flowers on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw. So I planted flower seeds on your side of the path, and every day while we walk back, you water them. For 2 years, I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace the house." The author of this cracked pot story is unknown. Yet the wisdom that it holds is displayed in our lives daily through God's working in and through us. Have you ever felt like this pot with its crack, imperfect and ashamed? There may have been something in your life that caused you to feel cracked. In all honesty, perhaps most of us have felt this way at one time or another. Yet what we neglect to realize is that God is sovereign. He created us each unique, and when we depend upon him, amazing things can happen. Jesus could have used angels to spread the gospel, but he chose to use flawed, foolish, fallible human beings. And he seems to have a soft spot for those of us who are particularly cracked. Jesus called followers out of whom demons were cast, who had been thieves and cheats, who were weak, fearful, argumentative, and perhaps unstable. We have no better picture of how cracked the apostles were than in the final hours of Jesus' life before the crucifixion. As Jesus was sharing the bread and the wine of the Last Supper, Luke tells us that the disciples began to fight over who was the greatest. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, and he asked Peter, James, and John to go with him and watch with him. They fell asleep and left him alone during the time of his agony in the garden. In the next few days, Peter denied him. Judas betrayed him. Thomas doubted. At the cross, all the disciples except for John deserted him and fled. Jesus told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem. Instead, they returned to the Sea of Galilee, and some returned to their old lives, to their fishing business. When he needed their support, they constantly disappointed him. They were cracked. But yet they had characteristics that God could use. Andrew was open-minded. Bartholomew was composed. Jude was intense. Philip was inquisitive. John was passionate. The Holy Spirit used these unique characteristics of these apostles to build up the kingdom of God. These men who were so cracked that it seemed impossible that anything good could come of them on Easter Friday had been so transformed 7 weeks later that they were powerful evangelists at Pentecost. And through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, they were responsible for taking the gospel to the world. Do you feel like a cracked pot? Good. You are perfect to be used in God's service. Do you have a physical limitation? The Apostle Paul speaks of a thorn in the flesh in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. He calls it a messenger of Satan that had a purpose of torment. Many explanations have been put forward. Some of the more popular theories of the thorn's interpretation include a chronic eye problem, perhaps an ongoing limitation from the time that he was blinded on the road to Damascus, where he met Jesus, malaria, migraines, epilepsy, and a speech disability. Whatever it was, a physical, spiritual, or emotional affliction, it was a limitation, but it did not get in the way of Paul's ministry. Do you have a physical limitation? God can use you anyway. Do you have limited financial resources? Peter and John had neither silver nor gold. But Peter could say this to a layman in Acts 3, verse 6. But what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You may not have money, but if you have the name of Jesus, you have everything you need. Is your education incomplete? Acts 4, verse 13 tells us that the religious leaders were astonished by the disciples who were unschooled ordinary men. You do not need a seminary degree to share what Jesus has done for you. Do you struggle with your temper? Jesus nicknamed both James and John sons of thunder. This nickname is thought to have come from the fact that they both had such stormy personalities. They were easily angered and quick to judge enemies of the Lord. But the Holy Spirit was able to channel their tempers into passion. He can do the same for you. Do you have a checkered past? Levi Matthew was a tax collector, perhaps the most hated profession among the Jews. Simon, who was called the Zealot, was a former member of a terrorist group that spread rebellion against the Roman government. Paul was a persecutor. He dragged off men and women to jail. He held the coats of those who stoned a man, Stephen, to death. Simon Peter was a man of extremes with strong emotions who swayed from one position to its opposite. He could be quick to speak, impulsive, and impetuous. At times, he trusted Jesus, while other times he doubted. He boldly confessed Jesus as the Christ, but when filled with fear, denied him three times. He was prejudiced, particularly against the Gentiles. Yet his virtues and faults had their common root in his enthusiastic disposition. He truly did love the Lord, and he wanted to be used in the Lord's service. And so this man who was forward and rash was transformed by the Holy Spirit at Pentecost into a powerful leader and preacher. No matter your past, God can use you. Jesus will turn your little into much, your imperfect into the impossible, your failures into victories, your weakness into strength. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your willingness to use us, flaws and all, in your service. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.